The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
What a dramatic day it has been in British politics. Let's hear a little bit of what Theresa May had to say earlier today about the Irish border when she spoke in the House of Commons.
The joint report reaffirms our guarantee that there will be no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland. He asks about the circumstances, anything that relates to Northern Ireland being given to Scotland. Well, of course, Northern Ireland is in a different position from Scotland. It is the only part of the United Kingdom that has a land border with a country that will remain in the European Union. And it is, in fact, already the case that there are a number of unique, specific solutions that pertain to the island of Ireland. The common electricity market, for example, the single phytosanitary area. There are various resolutions that have already been put in place to recognise that relationship, physical relationship between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
But can she deliver? Senator Neil Richmond of Fine Gael is in Westminster. He was there for meetings today. It's some drama you must be witnessing, Neil, but what's the word about whether Theresa May can survive and deliver a deal between Britain and the European Union?
Yeah, good evening, Matt. When I was invited to speak here, I'd be promised to be on a quiet Monday. It's slightly different. Look, for someone who's into politics, never mind that I am a politician, it's a fascinating time to be in Westminster. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of people walking around, gossip flying left, right and centre. It's interesting, but it really doesn't actually change things up very much from an Irish point of view. We will negotiate with the British government. We will go on whenever we get the white paper, I believe it's to come next week, and the negotiations will continue between the European and British side. There's the bells there, sorry. And we need to get those negotiations more intensified over the summer months.
Yeah, but that's been quite sanguine in the situation. As we don't know whether Theresa May will survive as the Prime Minister, leader of the Tories. And if she does survive, she might have to change her position to do so.
Well, we haven't received the British position yet officially. There was a statement released from Chequers, but nothing has been submitted to Michel Barnier or the European negotiating side. And it doesn't really matter who the Prime Minister is, who the Foreign Secretary is, who the Brexit Secretary is. From our point of view, from an Irish government point of view, we can only control the controllables. That's preparing Ireland for Brexit, whatever it may look like, and making sure we maintain that absolute solidarity between 27 different EU member states. And that itself has been a massive achievement.
OK, let's bring in one of your Fine Gael colleagues, former Minister of State for European Affairs, former MEP Gay Mitchell. Gay, how significant do you think is the loss to the British Cabinet, if we describe it as that, of David Davis and Boris Johnson?
I think, Matt, that David Davis had no choice, given his threats to resign on various occasions. But if I were in his shoes, I would have resigned, not for the reasons that he resigned, but because he wasn't running the show. Once they moved the civil servant, Ollie Robbins, from his department to Number 10, Number 10 were calling the shots and are still calling the shots. And David Davis, though he was Secretary of State for Brexit, turned up at the cabinet meeting in Chequers to be informed by everybody else what Number 10's position was, and that really made his position untenable. David is a serial resigner. He resigned once and fought a by-election in his own constituency, but he's also a very honourable man and a decent man. I know him well, I haven't been in touch with him for some time, but I know him very well. Boris Johnson, on the other hand...
David Davis, so you say honourable and all the rest of it, people say he's likeable, but he doesn't seem to be much of a negotiator. He seems to have only done 4 hours of talks with Michel Barnier in his job. He also has been accused of turning up at all sorts of meetings, even without any briefing notes, as if he's been winging it. And if he disagreed with Theresa May's plans, he didn't seem to have any better ones himself.
Well, ironically, I was on what was called the reflection group with him when your last speaker was working in my office. Neil, he's a lot of knowledge of Europe. And we worked on the preparation of the Amsterdam Treaty. And he turned up for all of those meetings and agreed to all of the things now that they're concerned about in relation to the free movement of people, for example. So it's not a consistent position. But he is a man that has the British interest at heart. I think he also understands that stability in Europe is really important. On the other hand, I think Boris Johnson is somebody who's simply thinking of himself, how he can position himself. And once David Davis resigned, he had to resign or he would lose credibility. But whoever it is, he still has credibility. But his is just a matter of positioning himself. David Davis probably won't hold ministerial office again.
Okay, Lisa Chambers is also with us, who is Fianna Fáil spokeswoman for Brexit. Lisa, how much sympathy do you have for the Irish government's position? Sure, what can it do when it has to deal with what's going on over in Britain?
Yeah, I mean, good afternoon, Matt. It's not really for the Irish government to deal with what's happening in Britain in terms of the Tory party and those resignations. That is a matter for Theresa May as Prime Minister and for the British government. It is disappointing, obviously, that she didn't even get an opportunity to publish the white paper before two of her senior secretaries from her cabinet resigned. And I do think that does throw up a lot of issues. Firstly, I hope that she gets an opportunity to publish that white paper and that she progresses on that and that we get an opportunity to see that white paper and to see the detail of it.
Yeah, but the details that are in the public domain, is it likely that the European Union would agree to a deal which very much seems to be whatever the British want, we'll take, and we leave the rest of it?
Well, I mean, I think it's unlikely that what's been proposed by the British government, what we've heard, we haven't actually seen the paper itself. I think it's unlikely that will be the end point. I think, you know, even though we're 2 years on from when this all started, it really is only the starting point. It's the first time, really, that the Prime Minister has somewhat united her cabinet, and they've got a common position now, and they're going to go forward with that. So, I think this is where the real negotiations are going to start now on the key issues. It's concerning to hear that the backstop doesn't appear. My understanding is that the backstop won't be addressed in this white paper.
Can you just again explain, for those of us who are finding it hard to keep up with this, what exactly the backstop means? Because we keep hearing it been quoted, but what is it?
Essentially, it means that that Northern Ireland would stay within the customs union and the single market unless an alternative solution is found. And that's what this is. This is supposed to be. This third option is supposed to be that solution. So the British government are saying that, you know, we don't ever think we'll need a backstop. But obviously, we need a backstop. Ireland needs a backstop. And I mean, the person now that has come in and that's been appointed, Dominic Raab, is the new Brexit secretary. He previously wanted to time limit the backstop, that it would only last for a certain period. So that needs to be clarified, and he needs to be on the same page as his leader, as Prime Minister, because it cannot be time limited. It has to be there if and when it's needed indefinitely, and hopefully it's never needed. But certainly, with only 4 months to go until the October Council meeting, no backstop agreed. I think the possibility of a no-deal Brexit is certainly increasing, and I think that we need to step up our own preparations domestically. That is one area where the Irish government does have control and can do something about.
Okay, Neil Richmond, the gossip you're hearing about Westminster, will Theresa May survive as the leader of the Tories and as Prime Minister?
Well, I think there's a very interesting meeting of the backbench 1922 committee of the Conservative Party this evening in a couple of hours' time. That'll give us a better idea. To be honest, it would be inappropriate for me to go into the gossip and the internal machinations, like Lisa said.
Why? That's why we have you on. We want to hear all the gossip from you.
I know, but look, I'm not a
you're being like Leo Varadkar now. You don't like gossip.
Unfortunately, I hold a position. I'm chairman of the Brexit Committee in the Shannon. I do have a responsibility to that, and a responsibility that we deal with who's there. We deal with the facts. As Lisa said, we haven't received a paper yet, but ultimately the Irish government has been preparing assiduously, both on a domestic and a European level, as she would have realised from all the stakeholder meetings she's been attending and seeing the work of the IFA and the ICMSA and all these other bodies.
Okay, I'm going to finish with you, Gay Mitchell, as an experienced veteran political operator. What do you reckon the chances are that the British could end up under the leadership of a Boris Johnson or a William Rees-Mogg, and where would that then leave us?
I think there's a better chance that the Lewis will be running down the middle of Westport town, where I am at the present time. I think Mrs. May is coming out of this a bit like the way Jack Lynch came out of the arms crisis in 1970. She is their best hope, and she is made of sterner stuff than people think, and I don't think anybody would take a risk of handing the leadership of the Labour Party to either of the gentlemen.
The Labour Party is an entirely different issue.
Well, they could give it to the Labour Party leadership as well. Mr. Corbyn isn't doing an awful lot with it, but I don't think they could put the future of the Tory Party in the hands of either of those gentlemen.
Who knows? Thank you very much, Gay Mitchell, also Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, and Senator Neil Richmond of Fine Gael.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.